So far, we've discovered that W. Tony Blair and henchmen, sorry, colleagues, are under the control of a mysterious media mogul, the Big Boss, who wants them to start a war with Iran to boost his TV ratings. Unfortunately, the gang failed to get a mandate to invade Iran from the UN, so guess where they are now? You got it, they're on the border, making final preparations to go in and trash the place. Ah, at least you can rely on some things in life.
Such wonderful clear desert air.
Smile for the video camera, Tony.
Oh, you just have to ruin the moment, don't you, John? I'm communing with nature, the savage beauty of the desert, the rose-coloured tints of dawn in the eastern sky.
The piles of goat shit.
Damn it! These moccasins are hand-stitched Italian calf hide.
Don't worry, you'll be able to buy a new pair when I get this video into America's Funniest Home Videos.
Listen, Porky, I don't think it's a good idea to video our secret mission in Iran.
Why not? It'll be hilarious, especially as General George Washout's in charge.
Pew! Pew! I'm gonna get you, Ayatollah!
Oh no, George Bush is going to wipe us off the face of the earth!
Hey, don't go wrong now, I was just about to win!
George, are you playing with the GPS tracker again?
Me? No! I was, checking our cordials.
I told you to leave it alone. If you've broken this, so help me, I'm gonna pull your teeth out one by one with a pair of rusty pliers.
Gee, Condi, is it that time of the month already? Ow! Guess it is then.
I don't want to point out the obvious, but where are all the troops? I mean, it is traditional to have troops and tanks and artillery when you're gonna invade someone.
Usually, yes, but on this mission, no. It's going to be a commando-style raid to blow up an Iranian nuclear reactor and give us the excuse to invade properly. And guess what? Guess what? We're going commando.
Oh, shite.
Come on, fatty. It'll be fun. Just like the raid those SAS guys did in Bravo 2-0.
Well, that were a total cock-up and they all got captured.
Or killed.
Oh, stop crying, Tony.
I'm not crying. I've just got some sand in my eye.
Pull yourselves together. We got a long hike ahead of us.
Hike? In this heat? Oh, please tell me you got a tank or a chauffeur limit or summit.
Not as such. Here comes our transport now.
Hey, guys!
You've got to be kidding.
I love the smell of camels in the morning.
Yeah, good point. Reminds me of the wife.
No way! I'm not getting on one of those things!
Don't shout, Tony. You'll hurt Betsy's feelings.
Feelings? It's just a smelly camel with bad teeth. And I'll bloody well shout if I want to. Ugh, it's bad in my face.
Bollocks. I didn't have the camera on.
Whack my bush.
Bloody camels. Ships of the desert is right. It's like being on a prawn trawler in a 14 gale.
Cheer up, Tony. Here, try a bit of this local cuisine to settle your stomach.
Great, I'm starved. What is it?
Sheep's eyes lightly marinated in their own jelly.
What? Oh my god!
Now that time, I caught it on camera. 250 quid. Get in.
Are we there yet, Condi?
For the 97th time. We should be, but the GPS tracker says we gotta keep heading north.
Don't worry, guys. By nightfall, we're blowing stuff up. God, I love this job. Okay, this is the target. Everyone, put your night vision goggles on.
Wow, they really are night vision. They've made everything black.
You gotta turn them on, Sugar.
I knew that.
Hey, cool. We're all green. Even you, Condi.
Hush your mouth.
It doesn't look much like a nuclear power station. Looks more like a school.
But we're in the right location. The GPS tracker is accurate to within a millimeter.
And it's typical of these evil jihadi types to disguise their power plants as schools.
Shh! Less talking, more sneaking. We gotta get past the security guards without being noticed. Come on.
What security guards? The place is deserted.
Duh. Of course it's deserted. We're in the desert.
Wag my bush. Come on. Okay, guys. This looks like the bioweapons lab. We do this by the numbers. Set the charges to 10 minutes. Run like hell, and kaboom. We leave the building as flat as Sliced Alone's film career.
This is a very weird nuclear facility, Condi. I mean, why have they got crayon drawings of animals on the wall?
They're probably the blueprints for some genetics program.
But what earthly use would a nuclear plant have for Bunsen burners and a hamster in a cage?
How the hell should I know, dummies? Just lay your damn charges so we can get the fuck out of here.
All right, Condi, calm down.
Must be her time of the month.
Ah, C4. So sleek, so smooth. Like the inside of a Playboy Playmate's thigh. Now slip the package into the crevice, and soon all your pent-up energy will be released in a sudden climatic burst.
Arnie, are you talking to your bum again?
Yeah, no.
Good.
Don't listen to her, my darling. She's just jealous of you. What was that, my darling? Yes, you're right. She must be on there.
Okay, George. Set it to 10 minutes. So that means the big hand should be on the 10. Or is it a little hand on the 10? Shoot! Ah, heck. Put both hands on the 10. And set. Oh, shit. Fatty, how far do you reckon you can run in 10 seconds?
Fuck knows, not far, that's for sure.
Well, you better start now.
Oh, shit!
Run like fuck!
George! You stupid fucking...
Now, that's not the language you'd expect from a lady, but I suppose it is her time of the month. Can the team survive the explosion? Will they achieve their aim and start a war with Iran? And where exactly are they anyway? We'll have all the answers in the next periodic episode of...
Whack My Bush.